when it snowed in desert, in the heart of a vast golden desert where the sun painted everything in honey and fire. There lived a small boy named Sammy. He was a curious child with eyes the color of the sky just before sunrise, bright but thoughtful. Sammy lived in a tiny village surrounded by dunes that stretched to the edges of the earth. His home was made of mud brick. His sandals were made of woven palm leaves. And his favorite thing in the world was a tin cup he used to catch the wind. Every day after his chores, Sammy would sit on top of the tallest dune near the village and listen. He believed the wind told stories about camels that could fly, stars that dipped into the dunes at night, and once he thought he heard it whisper, "One day it will snow." Snow? The word was strange in his mouth. He had never seen snow. The desert knew heat, sandstorms, sunburns, and dry wells, but never snow. The elders in the village said snow was for the mountains and not for the places where even the shadows sweated. But Sammy believed the wind. After all, the wind had never lied to him. So he began to prepare. Each day, he would collect scraps, bit of cloth, broken buttons, old sticks. "What are you doing, Sammy?" the villagers would ask. "I am building a sled," he replied, grinning. They laughed kindly. "A sled in the desert?" "Yes," he nodded seriously. "For the snow," he said. The adults shook their heads. "Let the boy dream," they said. "The desert doesn't give snow, only mirage and mischief." But Sammy kept building. His sled grew longer and stronger. He painted it blue with leftover dye from his mother's calves. He named it Cloud Chaser, just in case. Then, one night, something strange happened. The stars shimmered a little brighter. The moonlight turned the dunes silver. The air, instead of being hot and dry, felt cool, almost like a sigh after a long day. And in the morning, when Sammy opened his door, the desert was white. It had snowed. Not just a sprinkle, not a mirage, real snow. Thick, soft, and dazzling under the rising sun. The dunes were a smooth pillow of white, and the palm trees stood still as if stunned by the transformation. Sammy rubbed his eyes. It's here, he whispered. The snow came. Soon, the village was in uproar. Children squealed, slipping and sliding down the dunes. Adults gaped at the snow, some touching it with suspicion, others with wonder. The camels grunted in confusion, their feet crunching softly over the icy surface. But Sammy, he ran to his sled. He dragged Cloud Chaser to the top of the tallest dune, the same one where he always listened to the wind. And without waiting, he pushed off. Down he flew, faster than a bird, faster than the desert wind itself. The sled soared over frozen waves of sand and snow. And Sammy laughed, not just with joy, but with triumph. He knew the snow would come. He had believed, and now the desert danced in winter's cloak. But the snow did not stay forever. By afternoon, the sun returned with its usual boldness. Slowly, quietly, the snow began to melt. The white faded back into gold. Streams ran briefly between the dunes like silver snakes before vanishing into the thirsty earth. By evening, only memories and wet footprints remained. The villagers spoke of nothing else for days. Some said it was a miracle. Others claimed it was a dream. A few insisted that it had never happened at all, but it was one of the desert's tricks. But the children knew better. They had felt the snow. They had built snow camels and tasted the icy flakes on their tongues. And Sammy, he sat on his dune, his sled beside him, listening to wind once more. You were right, he told it. The wind didn't answer directly, but it rustled his head gently, like a hand on the head of a child who had done well. Years passed. The snow never returned. Sammy grew older. He became a storyteller, one of the best in the region. People traveled from other villages just to hear him speak. He told tales of desert pirates, singing stars, and yes, the day it had snowed in the desert. Some people scoffed that it can't be true. Sammy would smile, maybe, but you weren't there. Children believed him, and adults, well, sometimes late at night, when the sky was just right and the desert felt unusually quiet, even the grown-ups would wonder, could it snow in the desert? Well, one evening, a young girl from the village named Lena climbed the same dune Sammy once did. She had heard his stories, dreamed of snow, and brought with her a small sled made of driftwood and hope. She waited and listened. The wind passed her cheeks, playful and cool. And if you were listening closely, you might have heard it whisper, "One day it will snow again."